Is that on the wall?
Molly.
Is it Molly? What's she doing?
Sitting on the bench.
Sitting on the bench? It's a fence. It's the wooden fence, isn't it, between our house and Andrew and Brian's house. Oh, she's having a wash, isn't she?
And the tail.
Is she washing her tail?
Yeah.
What would you like to drink, Thomas?
Spicy.
The spicy apple?
It's more like Wincy Spider.
What, like Wincy Wincy Spider? What's more like Wincy Wincy Spider?
Under the hose, some spiders.
Under the hose, some spiders?
Yeah.
What hose?
On that one, you go out of wood, you trip, and some worms, and the spiders.
Something about going outside and tripping, and there's some worms and spiders?
Yeah.
Who tripped?
Felix.
It sounds as if somebody's tripped over a paving stone or something and dislodged spiders and worms, but I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm talking about nice women.
You're talking about nice women? Well, I haven't got the lid for your beak in just a second.
Uh-oh. In trouble now.
Uh-oh, in trouble now. There we are. Oh, dear, dear. It tastes nice, Thomas. We bought this drink before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's called spiced apple and blackcurrant, best served hot. I think we got it when Mummy had a cold. And it was really nice when it was hot. It felt lovely going down my throat. And then we put it in the fridge and we forgot about it, didn't we? And you discovered it last week, didn't you, when your granddad was here? What happened? Did Grandma open the fridge and you said you wanted it? Did you just see it in the fridge?
Yeah.
And you like it now, don't you?
Summer, I don't like his juice.
No, it wasn't summer, it was Christmas you didn't like it. When I tried to give it to you at Christmas, you didn't like it. And then last Wednesday I came home from work and Grandma said that you'd had a drink of it and you liked it. And you weren't feeling very well, were you?
Before?
Well, you weren't. You just had that. You weren't very well at all. You had that tummy thing, didn't you?
Tummy bug.
Tummy bug. I think you're better now, aren't you?
No, I got tummy bug now.
You still got it? Well, you might have a bit. Mummy still has it a bit, hasn't she? No. Daddy was lucky, though. Daddy didn't get it, did he?
Yeah, fine now.
Yeah, you're fine now. I think you're all a lot better, Tom. Right, I'm just going to open the curtains through here.
Postman's
been as well by the looks of it.
What post
lot is? Yeah, the postman.
Postman? Oh, three.
That's two for Daddy. It's Heat and Mersey, Stockport, Cheshire.
No big one to me.
No, it's for Daddy. SK43RF. Look, somebody's written across.
That's mine.
There's one for Mummy.
One of me, one of there.
Let's see what Mummy's letter says. There we are, I've opened it. Would you like to take it out of the envelope for me, please? I'll put these over here for Daddy when he gets home.
Some news.
Thank you, some news?
Yeah.
thank you. Yes, Daddy's still in bed at the moment, isn't he?
Oh, it's our sweets. It's our sweet packet.
Have you seen the sweet packet?
It's our sweets.
No, I think it's time we have some breakfast, Thomas. Oh, sorry, Mummy was just reading a letter there. It's what's known as junk mail, Thomas.
Royal mail!
Royal mail, it's junk mail. It's things that you haven't asked for, but people send you when you get them. Not really what you're interested in anyway. Right, what are you going to have? Would you like Rice Krispies, cornflakes or a cereal bar?
No.
No?
Look, Felix is coming to the door.
Felix is coming to the door? Well, that's Molly, not Felix. Felix is black and white.
Is that ketchup called?
Pardon?
It's called black.
Well, no, she's sort of gingery, browny black. I'm not quite sure what that colour is. It's not tortoiseshell. It's not tabby. I don't know what it is called. I suppose it's like a tabby, isn't it? But Purdy's a tabby. Molly's quite different from Purdy.
Molly's a different one called Rabbit.
Molly's a different one called Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right, would you just like some toast or a hot cross bun if you don't want cereal?
No. In my hula
hoops. You're not having hula hoops. No, not for breakfast. Would you like toast with jam or toast with Marmite or toast with cheese?
Toast. Oh. I need some big cheese.
Big cheese, all right. And toast?
No, just big cheese.
And a hot cross bun?
No.
Well, I'm having toast, so I'll make you some toast. And I'll cut you a piece of cheese at the same time.
A big cheese?
Yes. I see you buy big cheese, you mean cheese.
She's so cheesy.
From the block, don't you?
Or what?
Thomas, don't say what.
That's not nice.
Yes. Now we've got Dairy Lee, which is spreading cheese, and then we've got the Kraft Singles cheese, and then we've got this.
See?
A wedge of cheese. This is Mummy's cheese, really, isn't it?
That cheese from the Booths.
Is it from Booths?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Mum and Grandma buy the cheese. No, this is from Sainsbury's. It might be a bit strong for you, actually. It's Sainsbury's Irish Mature Cheddar.
It's not strong.
Well, it might be a little bit stronger than the cheese we normally buy. There you are. Oh, I've forgotten to pour myself a cup of tea. It's a bit strong, talking of being strong. There you are.
Thank you.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
At least you can taste the flavour, can't you? Something else.
It's too strong.
Is it too strong?
Mm.
I thought it might be. Hang on, look, there's a hot cross bun.
I'll make some sausage roll.
Some sausage roll, have a look. Some sausage roll. I'll try you this. This is the cheese that Abigail likes.
I don't like it.
I don't know, I've not tried it yet. Dairy Lee's strip cheese, I think you do like it. This is more like the cheese you normally have. There you are, big cheese.
It's more like a lamppost like that.
Is it more like a lamppost? It is, yes, it's a thin strip of cheese, and when you stand it up like that, it does look like a lamppost.
Lamp post.
I couldn't think of what I was saying then. Right, I'll put some toast.
Leather fall down, went crash. This is a present.
What's the present?
It is a present.
No, it's not a present. It's just some cheese from the fridge.
Look! It's more like a banana!
Is it?
Yeah.
I've got a banana, if you'd like a banana.
Roll it like that.
That's why it's called strip cheese, Thomas.
Yes.
Because you can pull the strips off, can't you?
Yes. More like Wellington boots.
More like Wellington boots? Do you mean the programme that you saw with Auntie Mabel when they were making Wellington boots? Hmm? What were they doing? Laying out sheets of vinyl to cut out the Wellingtons? Hmm? Does that taste nicer? Not quite so strong.
These bits makes from straw.
You look like straw, do you think?
Swerve it more like Coca-Cola.
You want like what then?
Coca-Cola.
Do you mean Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
I don't think cheese tastes like Coca-Cola, Thomas. I don't think so.
Is cheese more like banana?
Does it taste more like a banana? Would you like a banana?
Mmm.
We must remember to buy some margarine tins we haven't got in. This is quite a large banana, isn't it? Look at this.
It's more like cheese.
It's more like cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's the same sort of colour and it's long. That's where the resemblance ends, I think, Thomas. There you want it? What would you like on your toast, Thomas? Marmite or jam?
It's called cheese.
It's quite early, isn't it? I don't think I've woken up properly yet.
No.
And you had a very early start, didn't we, yesterday, because we were doing the door for toddler things. Do you remember?
Mm.
Would you like some Marmite on this or some jam?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I do like good cheese.
You want some more cheese?
Like that.
And there you were telling me you didn't like that cheese. I thought you would. You've had it before and enjoyed it. You were a good boy when we was doing the door, weren't you?
Yeah.
When we have to sit on the door and take everybody's pennies as they walked in and tick off the names on the register. And you were a very good boy, weren't you?
Yes. I bashed into somebody.
You bashed into somebody?
Yeah.
Who did you bash into?
Somebody.
Somebody. Oh, well, these things happen. It was that very rough boy. Do you remember when we went to activity time? That boy came up to Mummy and started to push me, didn't he? And when I bent down to ask what he was doing, he hit me on the head and started to pull my glasses off. He was a very naughty boy, wasn't he? Would you ever do that to anybody?
No.
And Sonny wrote that really nice story about the jungle, do you remember? What were the animals living in the jungle?
Mm.
What sort of animals were there?
A big green crocodile.
A green crocodile. Oh, wow.
Snap. Mm. Crocodile. Oh, dear me.
Oh, snap went the crocodile. Oh, dear me. Well, that's a song we sing at toddler group, isn't it? We start off with five cheeky monkeys swinging in the trees, teasing the crocodiles, you can't catch me. Along came a crocodile as sneaky as can be, and snap went the crocodile. Oh dear me.
Stop, Mr. Polly.
Four cheeky monkeys swinging in the trees, teasing the crocodiles, you can't catch me. Along came a crocodile as sneaky as can be,
and snap
went the crocodile.
Oh dear me.
He'd eaten another crocodile. So they started off with five crocodiles, then the crocodile went snap, and everybody said, oh dear me, and then there were only four crocodiles. Same thing happened, the monkeys were in the trees, cheeky, weren't they? Teasing the crocodile, saying, you can't catch me, but the crocodile did, didn't he? And he ate another one. And instead of being four, there were only three cheeky monkeys, and then the crocodile ate the third, and then the second, and then he ate the last one, and in the end there were no cheeky monkeys. And how many cheeky monkeys had the crocodile got in his tummy?
Lots.
He'd got five, hadn't he? Five cheeky monkeys in his tummy.
A tail.
Mmm. What other animals were there living in the jungle?
A lion.
A lion?
A little bear.
And what sort of bear?
Christmas bear.
What
A Christmas bear. It got cheese.
You dropped a little piece of cheese. What sort of bear, Thomas, in the jungle?
A quarry one.
Can't tell what you're saying there, sorry. They're polar bears, but they don't live in the jungle, do they?
No.
Polar bears are white. Then you've got big brown bears. They usually live in the woods, like Goldilocks. Goldilocks and the three bears. And then there's that big brown bear on Teletubbies. I always get mixed up. What is it they say? I am the bear with a brown fuzzy hair. Is that what they say?
I am Ollie. Ollie.
I'm running.
No, Ollie, I'm a bear. Lion.
The bear's hiding from the lion?
Yeah.
I am the bear with the brown fuzzy hair and I'm coming. Is that what he says?
Again. Two.
You're eating banana, I'm eating toast. This isn't easy, is it? I am the bear with a brown fuzzy hair and I'm coming to get you.
No, big bear does not say that.
Is that what the lion said? Big bear doesn't say that. Who says that?
Not anybody.
Not anybody. Well, you watch Teletubbies more than me. You tell me what they say.
You make that big bear
say. Does he? With his tongue, that looks more like a snake.
Again.
Can you say again, but when I say it, you tell me I'm not doing it right.
Again. Please.
I am the bear. I am the bear with brown fuzzy hair. And I'm coming to get you.
No. They not say that. They say, I'm coming,
I'm yawning.
Yes.
Well, I don't watch Teletubbies a lot, but I've not heard the bear say it's yawning. Oh, Thomas, I just put my foot on some banana. I dropped some banana on the floor and I put my foot on it, look.
It's a bear, I'm a bear. It's a fuzzy brown hair.
Oh, fuzzy brown hair, is it, rather than brown fuzzy hair? Fuzzy brown hair, right.
Gummy hair, yeah!
Because on Teletubbies we watch the parade of the animals, don't they? They go two by two. I know there are some elephants, there are some penguins. Oh, Mummy's back again, look. There are some lions or tigers, perhaps both. And then, are they flamingos?
Yeah.
Do you remember those big pink birds with very long legs? Are they flamingos?
It's a bear. It's a bear. I own it. Ooh.
Look. I'll just get one of your Teletubby videos and see if there's a picture of the animals on it. There might be.
No. This is so bad. I'll come and get you.
Molly's
trying to feel it smelled.
What's Molly doing? Smelling things outside?
Smelling dead flowers.
Was she smelling the flowers in the tub? Those are nice flowers. Mummy planted those, didn't she?
We go back home.
She go back home now? Yeah, she's jumped back on the fence. Mummy hasn't really felt like doing any gardening, has she, for the past few days? So all the plants are sitting outside. The Teletubbies videos, I think we've bought you some of them. I know Auntie Tricia bought you the nursery rhyme one a long time ago for your birthday or maybe Christmas. And then at Christmas you got the Teletubbies in the snow because the Christmas before we'd seen Teletubbies in the snow advertised. They were sold out, haven't they? And this one is the most recent, and I don't think you've even watched this, Thomas. Teletubbies Ready, Steady, Go. This is a new one, isn't it? Been in the drawer a long time.
Ready, Steady, Go.
It's called Ready, Steady, Go. It says, young children will want to join in when they watch the Teletubbies and Friends as they learn head, shoulders, knees and toes, a favourite action rhyme, play copying games, do exercises and discover how their bodies can move. So ready, steady, go. Run, jump, walk sideways, clap your hands, pat your knees, stamp your feet, stretch up high, raise a leg, wave your arms side to side, sing head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. It says copy the new and all fall down. Children love to move, Teletubbies love to move, and Teletubbies love each other. Very hug, very much. If we open it up, oh yeah, she must have watched it because it's half a through tape. Daddy got this, didn't he?
And it's somebody's tape.
Right, it's Teletubbies. Here come the Teletubbies. That was the first one. You've got that. Dance for the Teletubbies. You've got that. Favourite things. You've got that. Somebody bought you that a long while ago for either birthday or Christmas. Teletubbies nursery rhymes. Auntie Tricia bought you that. And we haven't got this one. Teletubbies. Uh-oh, messes and muddles. We've not got that. Happy Christmas from the Teletubbies. We haven't got that one. Big hug. We haven't got that one. Teletubbies and the snow. We've got that one. That's the one we got at Christmas. I didn't realise the year before Happy Christmas from the Teletubbies was different from Teletubbies and the snow. And then we've got Musical Playtime. You haven't got that one either. So you've got
I need to look.
You need to look. We've got that one. One, two, three, four. We've got those four. We haven't got any on that row. And we've got Teletubbies in the Snow, five. And this one, which is called Teletubbies Ready, Steady, Go, we've got a six. Abigail likes Teletubbies, doesn't she? I think you might soon stop liking the Teletubbies because they're really different, quite young children, aren't they?
I need to watch the Teletubbies now.
You want to watch the Teletubbies now?
Yeah.
A bit later on. Could be on about 10 o'clock, won't it? It's usually on. There's Nana and Grandad are arriving, isn't it?
Yeah.
They get here and Teletubbies is usually just starting. And then what comes on after the Teletubbies?
Tweenies,
and you watch that and then that's it, isn't it? And then sometimes after lunch, you used to always have a little sleep and you don't have a sleep now. So usually after lunch when Mummy's washing up, we just put CBBC on choice on, don't we, for a few minutes, maybe a quarter of an hour, see what's on. And then we read a book. What do we read?
Hello.
You don't know, we read anything, don't we? Look, there are some Teletubbies books talking about reading. Look out for these titles, which are just a small selection from the extensive range of Teletubby books. Oh, we haven't any of these books. We got one book from Isabel a long time ago for your birthday. It was a Teletubby hide and seek book. And you were only very young when you got it. I think it was for your first birthday. And you kept ripping all the pages. And it's full of sellotape. But you can still read it, but Mummy had to stick it together. But when you go to playgroup, they've got all these Teletubby books, haven't they? Look at this one, it's called Little White and Puffy Cloud, a storybook. What happens to the white clouds in Teletubbies?
The rain!
The rain comes out of them, that's right. And wasn't there one about Little Bo Peep and a sheep? Little Bo Peep has lost a sheep. Oh, I don't know the tune.
Sheep, where are you?
That's right, because I'm thinking of Little Bo Peep, the nursery rhyme I know, and then I was thinking about the song that the Teletubbies sing. But Little Bo Peep wanders around the Teletubby hills, doesn't she, looking for a sheep? And you can hear, baa, baa. And all of a sudden, what happens to the clouds?
I don't know.
They turn into
sheep,
don't they? And they come down from the sky. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails.
Behind the bottom.
Behind the bottom, well, behind them. But the Teletubbies in the Snow is a beautiful video, isn't it, for Christmas time? That really is lovely. So perhaps next Christmas we try and look out for Happy Christmas from the Teletubbies. Because they sing carols and you see lots of children playing in the snow, because the Teletubbies in the Snow is a video about all around the world, isn't it? What children all around the world do at Christmas.
I don't know.
There are those children from Switzerland. Do you remember? They're all dressed in red and white. Yeah. They're like little elves and they sing that.
Tip-tap.
Tip-tap. Is it tic-tac or tip-tap?
Tip-tap.
Tip-tap, tip-tap, diddle-diddle-dip-dip-dee-dee. Yes, it's lovely that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Teletubbies on the Snow. Right, this is the video we're talking about, isn't it? Yeah, Musical Playtime. I think Jake Jimmy has that one. Oh, look, there is actually a book called The Snow Tubby. The Snow Tubby looks to me as if it's a big, huge, I shouldn't say big, huge, a huge snowman. Look at that. Now, what does it say about Teletubbies in the Snow? One day in Teletubby Land, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Po were very busy when something appeared in the sky. It was a sparkly cloud. Then there were more sparkly clouds and it began to snow. It snowed and snowed and snowed.
A big teddy tubby.
A big teddy tubby, yes, it's a snowman. Look, he's wearing Dipsy's hat, the snowman. It snowed and snowed and snowed until everything in Teletubby Land was covered in snow. How snowy. Oh, it's Finland, not Switzerland. In Finland, children sang a Christmas song about elves. That's the song you're talking about. Even the Teletubbies' favourite things were covered in snow. What are the Teletubbies' favourite things?
Postmaster. Lars Ball. And Dipsy's hat.
And Dipsy's hat.
And Tinky Winky's bag.
And Tinky Winky's red bag. In the United Kingdom, children clapped as they sang a Christmas song. The Teletubbies played sliding on the snow. In Spain, children got presents from their Christmas log. A big snowball rolled all over Teletubby Land and into the house. Uh-oh! In the United Kingdom, children performed a nativity play. That was nice. Remember the nativity play? What's the baby called?
Baby Jesus.
And then the Teletubbies made a snow tubby. So this snowman's called the snow tubby. Teletubbies love the snow. And Teletubbies love each other very much.
Much.
Aww. Aww. Big hug.
Thanks.
Shall we have a big hug? Oh, I love you. Are you happy this morning? Yes, the snowflakes in Teletubby Land are very, very sparkly, aren't they? Look at these. Those are snowflakes, aren't they? They look like little stars falling down. Look at everything's covered in white. Yes, that's a beautiful video, Thomas.
It's snowing down. It landed on Tinky Winky's hand.
When the snow came down, it landed on Tinky Winky's hand, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. I only just realised. The snow tubby is wearing Dipsy's hat, which we knew about. But look, they've given him two little arms. Because most snowmen, you don't build arms. But they've built arms for this snowman. And look, who's hung their bag on one of the arms?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky's red bag. And the snowman's got two eyes, and he hasn't got a nose, but he's got a beautiful mouth. Do you remember when we were talking about building snowmen? Mm. What did Mummy say we used for its nose?
Gloves.
Gloves. A carrot.
Yeah.
We usually put some coal. I don't know whether we haven't got any coal, so certainly, but we've got some stones we could use. Two eyes from stones and a carrot for the nose and usually a piece of coal for the mouth. But these tubbies, Teletubbies, have made a beautiful big smile on the snowman. And then when I was a little girl, we used to put three lumps of coal there. One, two, three, like a button. And we'd wrap a big scarf around the snowman's neck. Put a hat on him. Wasn't really like Dipsy's hat, though. It was one of Grandad's old hats.
I'd be a postman.
Who's being a postman?
Toby, though.
You're being a postman now, are you?
And my hat to be a postman.
You want your hat to be a postman? Well, I haven't got a hat now.
Oh, I don't have any of mine.
What's that noise? Very quiet this morning, isn't it? I suppose we're up before people have started driving off for work. I can hear your juice. Have you had enough breakfast now, Thomas?
I'm doing a video of what I'm assuming.
Do you want to watch a video of?
BBC on somebody.
BBC on somebody? BBC on choice?
No, BBC on somebody.
Mm. Oh, I'm going to just finish my toast now. Would you like anything else to eat? Perhaps
another? I'm going to smell.
What do you need to smell? The jam?
Yeah.
Okay, and what? Strawberry jam? Be careful, don't drop it. No. Don't put your fingers in. Does it smell nice? No, Thomas, no.
Stop it.
You've still got some jam on your toast.
It's some more.
And some more jam? Whoops, nice red jam. Look at that. How's that?
Ooh, rock. Purple rock.
That tastes good.
So man called.
What man?
The man in CBBC on Choices Michael.
Oh, the man on CBBC on Choices called Michael, is he?
The conviction man.
Oh, there's Michael. I think the presenters keep leaving, don't they? Michael's been there a while.
What, Michael?
Well, there used to be a man, I don't know whether they're still there now. There was one man called Richard. And we've had Michael. I can't think. Was the other one called Simon? Something like that. And I know a while ago somebody left, and only the other day. They were saying it was somebody else's last day.
Who?
I think sometimes, though, they appear in the afternoon, Thomas, if they're not working in the morning.
Yeah?
And there were two girls, Anna and Kirsten. Because I think Kirsten was the one when it was your first or second birthday. It might have been first birthday. It was Kirsten. It was your first birthday. Kirsten was the lady reading out the birthday cards that day. Because your birthday was on a Friday when you were one, and she read out the card. And then the following year, it wasn't your birthday. Well, we didn't send a card in. And I can't think who was doing it then. But definitely one of them was called Richard. And the man who's doing it now is called Michael. And Anna and Kirsten still work there, don't they?
Yeah. So they good.
Well, one's Anna, one's Kirsten. The one with the long, well, not long, but the longer blonde hair, I think, is called Anna. Kirsten's hair's quite short.
I know what's a big bear. A big brown bear. Yawning.
I'm sure you keep saying a big brown bear yawning. Is a big brown bear tired?
No.
Mummy's back on the wall. She's doing a lot of jumping around this morning, isn't she?
Yeah, before.
I don't know.
That's you, Phoenix.
Pardon?
That's Philly, he's a good book.
Oh, that's Molly, she's having a stretch now. She's got to, oh look, she's working her tail. When cats work their tails, it usually means they're trying to make a decision, they're trying to decide what to do next, or it can mean they're cross. If Birdie ever starts working her tail, Thomas, leave her alone, because it's a sign that she's cross and she's going to get you. She's just trying to make her mind up when. Mummy looks a bit lost, doesn't she? She looks a bit lonely.
What for?
I don't know.
Because she lost her tail.
No, she's not lost her tail. Her tail's torn. I mean, she looks a little bit like she doesn't quite know what to do next, doesn't she? Oh, gosh. Mummy, be careful. Oh.
What for? What happened?
Well, she's just jumped between the wall and the conservatory, but there isn't a very big gap. So now she's got down there, she might have to walk backwards to get out. I can hear the birds singing, can you?
Pet smart?
What are the birds singing? Cheep, cheep, cheep.
That was Frankel. What happened to Phoenix?
What happened to Phoenix? Do you mean Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's just jumped down between the conservatory and the wall, but there isn't a very big gap, and I was frightened she was going to get stuck. I don't think she'll have had enough room to turn round. Have you had enough breakfast now, darling? As much as your mouth sore?
No, I get.
You're just feeling your tongue?
No. Watch Papa Bill.
Let's watch Papa Bill. Well, I think we'll finish our breakfast. And then don't you use your potty?
What's in there?
Well, you're eating your hot cross bun now, you know. Or what did we sing with Julian? Hot cross buns, hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Can we get it?
Hot cross buns, hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Okay, yeah.
If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Again!
Well, you sing with me. I'm getting tired singing on my own.
Again.
Well, you sing with me.
No.
Oh, I can't sing then.
Again.
Hot cross. But what's the matter, darling? You keep putting your finger in your mouth. Is it sore?
No.
You're just having a little feel around of your teeth?
Yeah.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Again!
If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross
buns.
Buns.
My grandma coming in, now big lorry coming back.
When grandma and granddad came in, what happened?
Big lorry going move back in the shed.
The big lorry going back, was it reversing?
Yeah.
It's going backwards, and did it have a siren or a horn going to tell people it's going backwards?
No.
Oh, I thought you said it was going mum, mum, mum.
Yeah, mum, mum, mum.
Where was that, Thomas?
In John Lewis.
John Lewis, last week?
Yeah.
And what did the lorry have in it?
I don't know. Post lorry.
Your post lorry, yes, your post lorry was from John Lewis, wasn't it?
I need to get it.
Well, Grandma's bought that for your birthday, hasn't she? Right, so who's bought that for your birthday?
Mr. Nadadad.
Nana and Grandad, which Nana and Grandad? Nana and Grandad Mealby?
Yeah, I need to give my post lorry.
Yeah.
No, I need my... A big newspaper lorry.
Oh, yeah, a big newspaper lorry.
And then the wheels, lots.
Well, you saw the post lorry in John Lewis a good few weeks ago, didn't you? And you like the look of it. And Grandma Beale said to Mummy, if there's anything Thomas wants for his birthday, will you buy it? So we got the post lorry, didn't we?
Auntie Sharon bought a newspaper lorry.
Auntie Sharon and Uncle David have given you a newspaper lorry. Well, you say it's a newspaper lorry. I don't know that it's a newspaper lorry.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Get it out. Your fingers.
Are you going to eat that, Thomas?
No, see my fingers.
Well, if you're not eating it, don't make a mess of it.
Get that off.
Auntie Sharon and Uncle David came to see you, didn't they? Because they can't come on your birthday. No, if you're not eating it, Thomas, no.
Ow.
You don't make a mess with it.
Ow! Stop it! Want my newspaper lorry.
What do you say?
Useless!
Why did Auntie Sharon and Uncle David give you that?
Being a good boy.
For being a good boy? You're not being a good boy now, are you?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
I need my post lorry.
Well, you've had these presents early, really, haven't you?
In my post lorry.
Why do you say that the lorry that David and Sharon gave you is a newspaper lorry?
Yeah.
How do you know it's a newspaper lorry?
That move.
It doesn't say like it's a newspaper lorry, does it?
Yes. It says Scania. It says Scania! Mummy!
Well, Scania is the make of the lorry.
Not that lorry.
Well, these are what you want.
Now, both lorries say, full turn and it's one that will say Scania.
Well, this, yes, it says Scania, but that's the make of the lorry. Look, it says TNT. Oh, go Global Express Logistics and Mail. Well, yes, I suppose it could carry newspapers, couldn't it?
This is Royal Mail, this one.
And the other one from Grandma says Royal Mail.
That one's right there. Near there.
You do realise, though, Thomas, when it comes to your birthday, that you've already had your present from David and Sharon and from Grandma Bealby. And your Grandma Bealby's got something else for you.
Another newspaper lorry?
No, no.
Post lorry?
No, no. It's not a lorry, but it's in a parcel. It's all wrapped up.
It's a ginger cat for me.
Yeah. A ginger cat for you? I don't think so. And even if it was, I don't think we'd leave it wrapped up in a parcel, Thomas.
Yeah.
Right, just before you start playing with those, let me move out the table.
Not here.
Just wait while I wipe the table because there are lots of crumbs from the toast. And then I think we better go and have a wash and get you dressed, don't you?
What for?
Before Nana and London arrive. It's Wednesday, so what happens on Wednesdays?
I don't know, I just been then.
No, that's Mondays.
Need you a column?
No.
Yes.
Not on Wednesday, she doesn't.
Yes. Daddy come, Mummy come to work.
Yes.
And Morgana come.
Yes, that's what happens on Wednesdays. Mummy goes to work and Mama and Grandpa come. The lorry that David and Sharon gave you was a bit like the one that Isabel had. Do you remember the Eddie Stobart one? Miss Isabel has the green one.
Yeah.
The Ready Eddie lorry. Yeah. Perhaps you'll get one of those for your birthday. Do you think they will? Mm. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I got two lorries.
Mm. Well, you've got two now. You've got the post lorry and the TNT lorry. It's called TNT. It says, look, I know the lorry says Scania, but that's the make. But it's an orange and white lorry and it says TNT. So I don't actually know what TNT stands for. While you're just playing with that, Thomas, I'm going to nip upstairs and see if I can find the box.
What box?
The box that this lorry came in, and we can find out all about it. Right?
Backwards and big newspaper lorry. I play now.
Well, who said it was a big newspaper lorry? Did Uncle David say it carried newspapers?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Newspaper.
No. Right, this is the box that it came in. It says Corgi, doesn't it?
And did you look at the back? It's called a newspaper lorry.
Right, let's read it off. Now, when Uncle David bought you... do you remember that bus Uncle David bought you last year? And that said it was a limited edition. It came in a special presentation box, didn't it? Not a cardboard box like this, it was a proper box. And Uncle David said, keep hold of it, because it came with a certificate to say there were only so many made, and that was one of them. And this one, although it's not a proper box, I think we'll keep the box, because...
And then look at the...
Don't rip the box. It's called a Scania curtain side trailer. Now, curtain side makes Mummy think that perhaps this is made of fabric rather than plastic. Shall we read what it says?
No.
Oh, no, it isn't. Look, there's a picture of a proper lorry. No, it isn't. It's in fabric, is it? TNT, United Kingdom. Right. It says it has over 3,000 vehicles. TNT was the first company in the UK to launch a next-day nationwide door-to-door express parcel delivery service.
With the newspaper lorry.
It says, TNT now provides the most complete range of express delivery services and logistics solutions in the UK. No, it says express delivery, logistics and mail. I think it's very possible, but it does carry newspapers. Let me just have a look at the front of the cab. Oh, look, is this one? the one on the lot on the front of the box, I can't see. It doesn't say Scania. It says Man, M-A-N. But your lorry says Scania. Tell you what, Thomas, you must be careful not to drop it because the paint's getting a little bit chipped.
Where's these backs? Where's these back wheels are going?
Look on the trailer, he's got three sets of wheels. There are six wheels on the trailer. And then the front of the lorry, he's got two sets of wheels with four wheels. There, the back clips on like that.
Lots of wheels.
Lots of wheels. Then you've got one, two, three, four, five on each side. That's ten. 10 wheels. Look, it's got nice lights at the back. And does the back open, Thomas? Oh, look at that. Well, look, those are little bits of packing that came with it, so you can post those in the back of the lorry, can't you? We got a nice catalogue through the post a few days ago of all the things that Corgi do. Because you like that Eddie Stobart lorry that Isabel has, don't you? Do you think you might get one of those for your birthday? Keep the box. Look at the box. It looks as if it's driving on the dirt track. Can you see all the mud on the picture?
More like Marmite.
And the Royal Mail lorry that Grandma's given you. Oh, the wheels aren't going round, Thomas, are they? At the back. Has it been dropped?
Yeah. Need two newspapers for you.
Oh, two newspapers for me. If I get look, the wheels are working now.
That back wash.
Yes, the front of the mail lorry doesn't come off, does it? But the back door's open. Oh, there's lots of things in there. I think we'll ask Daddy if he could do something with the back wheels. Looks as if they've got a little bit twisted, don't they? They need a little bit of something putting on them. A bit of oil or something.
There. Yeah. More.
Thank you. What do you think goes in the back of the post then? Letters and parcels. This is different from Postman Pat's van, isn't it?
No.
This is a big delivery van.
Lorry, sorry.
You wouldn't expect to see Postman Pat and Jess in that, would you?
Yeah.
No, Postman Pat's van you would. Let me go and get Postman Pat's van.
Yeah, Winston.
Yeah, Winston. Here's Postman Pat's little van. It's got Postman Pat and Jess on the front. It's quite different, isn't it, from that big lorry. Look at that.
Look, the box has fallen off.
Has the back fallen off?
The back.
Well, I think it was just a label on the back, wasn't it? But you've pulled it off. I think it would be better really taking it off altogether, don't you? Because it is printed underneath the picture of the back of the lorry.
Van.
I'll soak that in some water, Thomas, and then that label will come off. I don't know what it was. Was it a picture of Postman Pat and Jess on the back?
No, I think.
Oh, I can't soak it though, otherwise the other labels will come off. I'll sort it out for you.
Thank you.
It's all right.
I think postal. Van is back in the postal.
Would Postman Pat's van fit in the back of the postal, right? Shall we see?
Yeah, I carried away.
I would have thought it was a little bit too big the van to go in the lorry. Look at that. Postman Pat's van goes in the back of the post lorry. Right, I better feed Purdy because she's sitting on the back.
Oh.
What's happened there? The van fell onto the post van. Post lorry. Mummy's getting very mixed up between vans and lorries, isn't she? Hello, puss.
Hello, chicken.
Oh, hello, pussy. You're going to come say hello to Thomas?
Hello.
Oh.
I love you.
You love her? Oh, that's a nice thing to say. Thomas said, I love you, Purdy. Isn't that a nice thing to say?
Meow, meow.
Oh, she's purring, Thomas. Can you hear her purring? Listen. Can you hear that noise? It's like that, isn't it? Can you hear her? She sounds like a little motor. Sounds like she's got a motor running inside.
Oh,
it's nice of being gentle as Birdie. She purrs when she's happy. When she's happy and content, she makes that little noise.
It's more like a lollipop. Beep, beep!
I don't think it's like a lorry going beep, beep at all, Thomas, no.
Like a popcorn, city, yeah.
Poor old girl, aren't you? What? Sometimes their pussycats purr when they're frightened as well. She's not frightened now, she's happy. But they can purr when they're frightened. But usually when they purr, it's a good sign. It shows she's a happy pussycat. There you are, sweetheart.
Oh. What happened?
Mummy hurts her back putting Birdie down. Get some biscuits from the cupboard. There we are.
And in my big shop, his post was, his post van turning pink.
The post van's turning pink? Do you know, that's a very funny thing you should say that, because the minute I gave you the little post van with Postman Pratt in it and put it against this Royal Mail lorry, I thought, gosh, the lorry looks really bright red. And little Postman Pratt's van looks quite pink in comparison, doesn't it? It's supposed to be red. I didn't realise that.
Before.
Bright red car's just driven past talking about red.
Like a post lorry.
Yes, it was the same colour as it.
I frightened Purdy.
You frightened Purdy? You scared her? Why have you frightened her?
Look, I was not eating her breakfast.
You stopped her eating her breakfast? Why?
Yeah, you're better. You can't wait. I need you a coat.
You need me to carry Purdy?
Yeah.
To see if she's alright. Well, she looks alright. Hello, puss. What's the matter?
Yeah, I think
she's still she's still purring. You think you frightened her?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do to her?
Just frightened her.
Did you make a noise?
Yeah.
And she didn't like it?
She loves me now.
She loves you now. She does love you now. Don't poke her in the eye.
Big hugs.
Thomas and Mummy and Purdy love each other.
Very much. Stroke her tail!
Stroke her tail, just gently. What, you're putting her tail in your ear?
Mm.
You like furry things in your ear, don't you?
Yeah. And my family in my ear.
Purdy's fur in your ear, what else do you like? Mummy's?
Fur in my ear.
Mummy hasn't got fur, what's Mummy got?
Hair.
Hair, that's right. You and I have hair. Purdy has fur. And what do birds have? Don't pull a tail. What do birds have?
I don't know.
Feathers.
Yes.
We have hair, birdie has fur, and birds have feathers. Don't pull her tail.
I'm going to hug her. Ah.
Will she stop purring now, Thomas?
What for?
Well, she must not be very as happy as she was a few minutes ago.
I'm going to need to listen in her ears.
You need to listen in her ears. Now, her purr comes from down here. It's your ears. You listen with your ears. But the purr noise doesn't come from Birdie's ears. Oh, she's purring again now. Listen. Listen. Oh, pussy. She shook her head up and that scared us both.
Yeah. Again.
Oh. Can you hear her purring? No, don't laugh in her eyes. She knows she's safe, doesn't she?
What's those on there?
Little drops of water. Little drops of water on her paw. When she shook her head, some little drops came out of her mouth, didn't they? Can you hear it? Yes? Oh, nice pussy cat. Isn't she? Right, time to go, Purdy. And Thomas, we better go and get dressed now.
No, thanks, I'm going to watch a video.
Well, you can do that once you dress.
I need to get me down. Right. Now wash me.
What'd you say?
Yes, please.
Good boy.